Hey, thank you very much. Eddie, we appreciate that. Thank you for letting me invade the show this morning. We're here to talk to Michael Oliver at Wildcat Chevrolet. You know, just really talking about farming and agriculture. And I don't get by as often as I should to see Michael and see what's going on here. But, Michael, you know, this is not the greatest year for agriculture. Kind of a tough year. Prices are not where they should be. And input costs haven't gone down to match the prices, have they?
Well, yes, it's that's right. Start off with that aspect of it, Alan. It's a tough year for farming, and I want to, you know, just thank all the farmers out there for all they do, and tell them, you know, they do a great job, and to keep your head up, and you know, prices will be back hopefully, and we'll get things back rolling the way they should.
That's exactly right. And, you know, but farming kind of goes through those cycles, and we're in one of those cycles now. But, you know, you guys are still doing a lot of great things, and just recently recognized a gentleman who you've known for many years, John Croft, recognized last week at the Farmer Appreciation Day, Raising Hope Farmer Appreciation Day.
Yes, I hate it that I didn't make it over for that. I actually intended to be there, and it seemed like all morning long I was every time I turned around, there was something else they needed me for this building over here. But congratulations to John Croft for a job well done on continuing safety work out there at Seven Springs. They do a great job with awareness, and that's a great honor.
You know, and talk about the Raising Hope Farmer Appreciation Days. That's really what you've known Dale Dobson. You worked with Dale for many years when you were at Seven Springs, and now continue to work with him here at Wildcat Chevrolet too. But that's really what this was put together for, Michael, just to say, hey, we appreciate you. We know people are thinking about you. Even on a tough year like this one, there's somebody out there thinking about you and got your back.
That program that Dale's put together, you know, he started many years ago with the farm safety, and you know, it started out with just ATV safety, I think, at schools, and you know, farm safety like that. And then it you know, just continued going and went into farm safety and you know, everything on the farm. And he's done that for several years, and it's all over the state now. And I wish I could remember all those stats, because I get them in my head, and I hadn't talked about them this morning, or I'd remember them. But you know, it's unreal the number now of the, you know, successful rescues they're making, where you just didn't hear of a success. You know, if somebody got in a grain bin, it was, you didn't hear of a good outcome. And, you know, now we have, you know, I can't remember what Dale told me a few weeks ago when I visited with him of what the number was, but it's a lot better than it was. I mean, we do have a lot of successful stories.
I think there have been maybe six or seven this year rescues. Only one of them was a fatality, and that's good, because used to, like you said, Michael, it was a fatality every time in a grain bin. So it's important the work they're done, and really those tubes that the rescue departments are using out there have helped make that possible.
Yes, and I remember when Dale first came up with that tube. You know, back in the day when one of the first few times I worked with Dale, you know, he would the trash can was the deal. You know, everybody, that was the thing. If you have a problem, the first thing you look for is a trash can. Cut the bottom out of it and use a trash can as your tube. You know, that was what we, you know, everybody had a trash can around the farm. You know, just sort of be looking for that. That would be your first avenue to go to. But now, you know, he come out and he helped design. He was a big part of design of the turtle tube, and I think a lot of the rescue departments around the state have got those now, and Farm Bureau has been a big advocate with that, helping, and other insurance companies, I'm sure, too. But they help buy those and do fundraisers and help get those to the rescue people that need them, and then Dale and other people train them. You know, they've trained them to use them, and that really is a big deal because it helps save lives.
Dale was just in Missouri last week speaking about farm safety. He's really, the commissioner is very supportive of what Dale does and really taking this kind of on a national level, because Kentucky's been doing some great things for a long time. Other states are wanting to hear about what we have to do.
Yes, it's great that we have an ag commissioner that cares, and he really wants to put in, you know, let Dale do his stuff and you know, do the training, and gives him the resources he needs to do that. And actually, Dale has some help now where he can help, you know, broaden that even further out. And there's other states around that want, you know, wants Dale to come help them and show them and get their program started. So, you know, it's great to know that Kentucky is played such a big part in farm safety, as far as grain bin safety and other safeties from around the whole nation.
Got some neat things going on here at Wildcat Chevrolet. Always good to visit with you, Michael. Always love coming by and seeing what's going on here. And, of course, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the new building. It's looking great out there. Got a lot of new trucks, cars, SUVs on the lot, too. We want to come back and talk about that and much, much more. And we'll hit some more farm safety as well. We're on 106.5 WKDC for National Farm Safety Week.